Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you to Ohio Exopolitics. I've got a couple folks on the line here I think are going to call in. Eve and Nate, and hopefully, let me bring on 661. 661, is this Nate? Hello? Somebody
are
just
you
listening?
Talking to me?
Oh, is this Solaris?
Yes.
Welcome to the show. I think we're going to have a couple of the call-ins, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we've got some big breaking news here. We planned on talking about the Billy Meyer material, and I think we still will a little bit. But there's kind of a brouhaha, for lack of a better word, that's taking place in the alternative media right now. It looks like the people of Veterans Today are literally imploding. It's really not good news. And I'm just kind of trying to wrap my mind around all of this. Solaris kind of got me up to speed just maybe half an hour ago or so. So, Solaris, this Jade Helm thing is really causing a big controversy in the Veterans Today community. I still feel like I'm just trying to wrap my mind around this whole Jade Helm. I think it's just a military exercise that's taking place in the Southwest. Stu Webb, Jim Fetzer, and others think it is a big deal. I think Alex Jones is saying it's a big deal. Some are saying it could be a lead up to martial law or something along those lines. And this is the first time also listening to that program that I guess Stu Webb is doing on his own that involved Jim Fetzer and another guest. They were talking about something going on in the States in Canada. So some of this stuff that's going on our borders is allegedly to keep people in the U.S. in. At least that's what they were saying.
Yeah, according to them it is. It's supposed to be keeping Americans from going either to Mexico or Canada. But, you know, I have to take all this stuff with a grain of salt. I find it interesting, but I'm pretty neutral until I get more evidence. I mean, I just don't know. But I think it's a psyop nonetheless. I mean, what they're trying to do with Jade Helm is literally influence people psychologically, and it's working. It's working. It's getting people really worked up. I mean, look what's going on here. And I think that's one of the biggest things, Mark. It's just like, so I have to maintain a neutral stance and just observe it. I mean, okay, so they're having a military drill. Let's see where it goes. You know, don't get all weirded out until we actually know what's going on. So,
yeah, I don't know where else. This controversy has just exploded here in the alternative community. I don't know what to think of this. It's a little bit baffling. But you're right. I think people just need to be a little more neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And let's wait and see what happens here.
Right. I mean, you know, situation awareness is good, but just, you know, maintaining your own center is the biggest thing. These people, I mean, there's so much conflict going on. It's like things are spiking up energetically. I've never seen anything like it. So not sure why.
One of the things I don't like is the way these guys are turning on each other all of a sudden. You know, they've been pretty good friends for quite some time. They've done a lot of radio show programs together, and I think they've done a lot of good work. And all of a sudden, they're just going at each other like cats and dogs here. And I don't think it's good. I think they need to step back and try to make some kind of sense out of all this. I think I have another caller here. Good. Let me bring on 949. Hello, 949.
Hi, this is Nate.
Nate, how are you? Have you met Solaris?
Yeah, I think we talked a couple times on some previous shows, but I've also listened to her on the blog talk.
Oh, hi, excellent. Nate. Excellent. Now, Nate, you're going to Arizona next weekend, or maybe it's Eve that's going to visit the group in Munns Park?
Well, yeah, I plan for next weekend. My my car broke down last weekend on my way there, so that sucked.
That's no good, is it? I was in the process of, you know, I've been going through some fantastic material in the Might of Thoughts book right now. It's really probably the it's probably the pinnacle of the book so far. It's pages 148 to about 180 or so that I just think are stunning. I don't think I've absorbed it yet. It's just too much. Yeah, it takes me a while to absorb this kind of material. And I've kind of been heads down in that all day, and all the other things going on around the house here. And when I like kind of lift my head up here, and I see this, you know, massive controversy building. And now I want to ask you this, Nate, but really Eve is the one that should probably respond to this question. Is there something going on with Yellowstone Park? Volcanoes?
Is there I don't know. I heard if it goes, then we're kind of screwed here in the northern hemisphere. So
this is how bizarre of news, and you can chime in on the Solaris that I'm getting here. I had another listener send me a Facebook message about Jeff Rentz and Stu Webb, that there was a death threat, or I guess Jeff Rentz. I don't know if you're familiar with Jeff Rentz. He's another person in the alternative media. I guess he was driving his Rover and was hit with a psychotronic weapon. And his car went off the road and did four or five flips. He was in critical condition. Jim Fetzer even called him. I don't think he's able to talk to anyone right now. Solaris, I mean, that was on the one show we were listening to, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, it is. And I think they go into more detail about it, if I'm not mistaken. It's a three-hour show. But, yeah, that's what they're communicating. I don't have any other information on it. So, yeah, I mean, it seems to me like there's a lot of really strange activity going on in one form or another. So,
well, yeah, with you know, I got this on Facebook, and I'm like, I didn't believe it, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems really out there to some degree. But I do know covert technology, and anything is possible.
Yeah, this is just absolutely over the top. Talk about a good time to monitor our thoughts, right? And Solaris, mm-hmm. you said it, stay neutral.
Yep. Absolutely. Otherwise, it just becomes cats in a shoebox.
Cats in a shoebox. Well, I did make a couple clips from this program, one of which is actually done processing here. I've refreshed my Blog Talk studio, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to play part of this. So, Nate, what's new with you? As you can see, we're pretty disorganized today, so just chime in anytime you want.
So, for those of you listening that might not know what a psychotronic weapon is, I guess it's a brain manipulation from a distance. And from what I've read about a weapon like that, that would be HARP.
Well, Solaris,
go ahead.
Is that correct, Solaris? Would you agree with
his
definition?
Well, HARP is, HARP has a lot of different types of abilities, but insofar as the technology, I mean, I have a background in the covert intelligence with artificial intelligence, artificial telepathy, and I do know psychotronics is dovetailed into that. Now, some of the technology today is also satellite-driven, black satellite technology, which I like to put emphasis on. Yeah, HARP is all entangled in that. There's no doubt about it, but it's not the big generator when it comes down to the hardcore stuff that's going on. But they can pretty much create any kind of device at remote distance and screw with somebody. I mean, even I suspect there are divisions out there close by, probably where this guy lives, who can easily access him if he's certain amount of feet away. So who knows? I'd need more details about that specific person, but yeah.
The Meyer material says there is a dark order that's coming out of our ruling class, and that they are working to gain control of all of the money and basically the governments of the world. And they're spreading the poison of hatred around. It's real interesting because it seems like we're seeing that hatred, you know, the Baltimore riots, which I haven't even really been able to study. And now this, in the alternative community, we've got this great controversy arising here. I'm going to dive in the middle of this clip, and then maybe we can chat about this a little bit. This is the big brouhaha of Veterans Today here.
Back on me that was on before. Well, if someone's got the power to pull them off, that means they're part of the game, and they're part of the stooge game. Now, I've had this stooge on. I'm calling him stooge for what he is, Gordon Duff. He claims that there's take vaccinations. There's no cures for cancer. He has said, oh, well, nothing cures Ebola. Dr. Rima proved that four patients in Sierra Leone by taking nano silver, that it killed the virus, and they no longer have the Ebola virus. There's things pertaining to Leo Wanta that were said that I have Leo. I'm a defense contractor, Gordon Duff says, also known as Bob Foote. I'm a defense contractor, and I have Leo Wanta under protective custody. He doesn't have Leo Wanta on protective custody. I talked to Leo less than an hour ago. It's all lies. He is not a defense contractor, folks. And I think Bruce Campbell can clarify that when you listen to him tonight. He'll be calling in if he's not already on. He said Hillary Clinton was not involved in guns and drugs in Iran-Contra back in December on my show after I brought Larry Nichols on. And all of my heart and so on and so forth. And I got him on last night. And also, we had, I could sit here and go after him all night long on this, but I don't want to. And I'm going to be having these other guests on and going to have to be hooking them up because some of them are going to be coming on. But I'm going to let Professor James Fetzer begin. Dr. Fetzer, thank you for being on.
Thanks, Stu. I have direct personal knowledge. But something is very bizarre with Gordon Duff's behavior over the last 2 weeks, and it's becoming increasingly strange and difficult to explain. For example, he has been suppressing perfectly legitimate articles authored, for example, by Robert O'Dowd about 10 days or 2 weeks ago. He added a very nasty editor's note, co-authored with Jim Dean, saying this was rubbish, that they had checked with their sources, nothing like that was going on. Then when about a week later, I published an article that Jade Helm is not an ordinary training op. He did the same thing with my article, only he put about twice as many lines attacking me, and it was more venomous. When it got over 300 reads in the first hour, I was telling others it was going to go to number one. Gordon, apparently alarmed at that number of reads, simply took it down. I went that night on with you, Stu. That was last Thursday night to talk about.
Well, the first thing that Stu brought up was that Gordon Duff has said that there are no cures for cancer. Now, it's interesting. I have had Dr. Rima Lebo on my show a couple times, and she claims that there are cures for cancer. I'll throw that out to the first person on the panel here, Solaris. What do you think about this whole thing about the controversy around cancer? That was the first thing Stu mentioned.
Right. Well, obviously they want people sick so they can keep their money, you know, the pharmaceutical companies. And I do know through frequency that, you know, if we're not supposed to say cure, I really could care less. But literally, we wouldn't have any diseases if we were using the right frequencies to heal the body. There's no doubt about that at all. So I don't resonate with what he's trying to say. I think he's trying to do some kind of a damage control insofar as editing and censoring some of these articles, which, you know, tells me he's working both sides.
Very interesting. Nate, please comment.
Cures for cancer, yeah. I would say that I agree with the residents being there. I think that certain pharmaceutical agencies and different big corporations already have certain cures for certain types of cancer, but will not release them due to the loss of profit in the treatment of cancer.
That's interesting, too, because Billy says in the Goblet of Truth that our society is an aberration, something that's gone down an unhealthy path of evolution. If you look up the word aberration, it can also mean a deformity. And when you have the suppression of cures for these horrific diseases, I think the word aberration is very appropriate. The other thing that was talked about here were vaccines. And I guess Gordon Duff was saying that vaccines, he thinks, are fine and dandy. It's interesting. My wife's old boss took a flu shot vaccine, and he ended up with Guillain-Barré's disease, was in a wheelchair for about a year, walked with a cane for about a year. I think he's almost back to normal.
Wow.
Vaccines, what do you think, Solaris? Any comments?
Well, I think that there's so much loaded in those things. It's, how can it possibly be helpful at this point? You just don't know what they're putting in to those vaccines. That's the problem. And what they say is an inactive virus or a dead virus is literally it could be activated through frequency. So there's no such thing as a dead virus.
Nate, thoughts on vaccines?
I did a lot of research on the early day of vaccines. From the get-go, they don't even make any sense to me. Like, you don't have millions of years of evolution of a human being and then have them be, like, so susceptible to diseases and other things that, you know, it didn't make any sense at all that, you know, the medical industry is claiming that because of vaccines, we're actually living longer and all this other stuff. I think that's just hoopla and nonsense. I'm still kind of out on vaccines. I don't take them. I don't advocate people take them unless they do the research. I think the science just isn't there to back them, you know. If they were so, helpful, I think the science would be readily available to show that, hey, you know, they started taking them and then we saw this and here's our control group, here's our tests, and, you know. But that's not what we have. What we have here is a ad hominem attack from the industry on anybody who questions vaccines. Oh, you're crazy, you're a loon, or you're a tree hugger or something. So,
good words. Good points. The next topic I claim I know almost nothing about, cures for Ebola. I think Stu Webb was saying that Dr. Rima Lebo has claimed, or some other doctor claimed, there are cures for Ebola. I don't know. Have you heard anything, Solaris?
You know, I haven't, but I mean, if they create something which is weaponized, which Ebola is a weaponization, that's the bottom line, it's a weaponization of whatever disease you want to call it. So there obviously is a backdoor, in my opinion, that it can be cured. I mean, I seriously believe that. So I do think there is a way. There's always a way.
Very
they may not tell you, but there is.
You have any thoughts on that at all, Nate?
Just from what I've read about it, it seems like if there is proper treatment for the people that have it, then the mortality rate goes way down. So the likelihood that they'll die from it, you know, is diminished significantly. But they have to be treated. And oftentimes, a lot of them aren't treated with, you know, some of the life-saving technology we have.
One thing that Stu said very quickly, and I tried to make a quick note of it. He said that Hillary Clinton, that Gordon had said Hillary Clinton was not involved in Iran-Contra. Now, Solaris, did you catch that? I didn't. I'm not sure if I got that down correct.
I'm not sure. I know he's supportive of her. I'm not sure what the in what way he's supportive of her.
Oh,
but
my.
Yeah, I mean, I smell a rat right there.
How can you be supportive of Hillary?
I mean,
oh my God!
That's a red flag, isn't it?
That woman is scary. Nate, I hope you didn't want to vote for Hillary.
Oh, I'm more of a Ralph Nader fan myself, so.
Okay. I didn't want to offend any Hillary people. I don't think you're a Hillary person. Okay. But the big scam is about Gordon Duff is not wanting, seems to have a completely different perspective on Jade Helm than a lot of his editors. Now, I have another caller popped on real quick. I don't know if they're just listening. But I have 347 on the line. I'll see if they want to chat. 347, did you want to just listen?
Yeah, hi, Mark. I'm kind of listening, and maybe I'll chime in.
Anthea, so good to have you call in to Blog Talk.
Hey, Anthea.
Hi there, Solaris and Nathan.
You know, That show with Mary Sutherland was really good. Thanks for suggesting her as a guest.
Oh, you're welcome. I got a whole bunch of people that you might like to.
You'll have to send them my way. You want me to just leave you on so you can just jump in at any time, or do you want to go mute again?
No, okay, you can leave me on, you know. And
okay.
We can get Dr. Jordan on again if you want to talk about vaccines. Remember that very interesting interview we had with her?
Yeah. And I got more cat updates for you. I don't know if I want to go off on this whole thing in the air. Everything, as far as I know, all the cats are still healthy, but it's evolving story. Gosh, cats. Okay, I have another clip. Let me play just a little bit of this, and then we can chat about it.
Constable Bine had confirmed that he thought this was a serious matter, that they were rehearsing for what they would later turn into a real event, where the evidence available to me suggests that Stubblebine is mistaken to the extent that it looks to me as though this is a real event here and now. But after I had been with you that night, last Thursday, Stu, I discovered from Gordon that he'd taken me out of Veterans Today. He'd not only taken down that article, but I would soon discover he'd taken down another had disappeared. And I presume it was Gordon, because this is his modus operandi, namely on faking the Boston bombing, how it was done. And I've subsequently discovered yet a third article of mine has disappeared, one that I would have thought had nothing to do with any of this. Why Ringo's confession, we replace Paul, appears to be authentic, where the only principle I can imagine that would lead him to take both of these down would be that they had been terribly popular. They got a huge number of reads. So my inference would be that Gordon had looked at which articles of mine had the most reads and simply knocked out a couple of them. I complained. I asked Gordon repeatedly what had happened to faking the Boston bombing at least a half a dozen times. He hasn't responded to me once. I contacted John Allen, the general manager, and explained that these articles of mine were disappearing, and he reassured me that those were my articles, that they belonged to me, and that he'd received no request to take them down. But now I've, you know, asked specifically about these articles, and he's telling me that the editors appear to have taken them down for reasons of which he was unaware. So I wrote again to Gordon.
Anyway, there's a big controversy right now among the Veterans Today group, and Dr. Fetzer there is claiming that Veterans Today is yanking some of his articles off. And it sounded like they even yanked an article about the Beatles. And Thea, did you pick that up or not? Anthea?
Yes.
Could you hear any of that clip I just played?
Yes, I must have came in late. Now apparently there's some kind of conflict going on at Veterans Today, that somebody has gone to the other side.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. Solaris kind of she deserves the credit for this, because she really discovered all of this. And kind of,
well,
let
I found
me
it on Facebook, Mark. I must confess, Laura Lee Solomon and Douglas Dietrich had it posted. So, hey.
So, Dr. Jim Fetzer is a real famous researcher on 9/11, JFK.
Oh, yeah, I know the name. Uh-huh.
And he's a regular contributor to Veterans Today. He writes articles for them on a regular basis. He has his own radio show, which I do listen to a lot. It's a great show. And evidently, Gordon Duff has some problem with some of the things that Stu Webb and Jim Fetzer have been writing about this whole Jade Helm thing that's going on. Now, one of the interesting things that somebody brought up there, it might have been Stu Webb, Solaris, are they closing down Target stores, like 100 of them or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, but I don't have any confirmation on this. I see it all on Facebook, and I see all these stories rolling around, but I don't know if they're actually valid or not, to be honest with you. I don't have any extra information on that. I don't know if anybody else does.
Very bizarre. Nate, any comments on all this?
I did read something about the Walmart stores. having some sort of working with this, I guess this Jade Helm exercise, if you will. They were either shutting down certain Walmart stores in certain areas at a certain time because Walmart stores are 24 hours normally. So in this part of the city, they didn't want civilians out on the street as they were doing their exercises, so they shut down the Walmart stores as a consideration, I guess.
I heard on one show, and I don't know how much of this is true either, that some of these Walmart stores are connected to this underground tunnel system, and Walmart, Walmart works with FEMA somehow? This is crazy stuff. Have you heard that too, Nathan?
I heard the idea that they're tunneling, and they said, "Oh no, we're just doing some sort of piping for sewage and stuff." But you know, this is all hearsay, and there's no real evidence for it and stuff. And why would they be connecting the Walmart stores together underground? I don't know.
That sounds a little out there.
Out there. It's interesting. Makes for good radio, I guess. I don't know what to think about that myself, but I have heard that on more than one program about these Walmart stores, and somehow they're intertwined with FEMA in some way, which seems kind of bizarre.
Well, maybe for supplies. I don't know.
I don't know.
I would think that Walmart was more along the lines, aligned with the Dark Order, if anything, because they're like a pox on, the government. They find loopholes and, push what they should be doing for their employees off on the government. You know, healthcare, livable wages. A bunch of really nasty things, and here they make billions and billions of dollars a year, and they can't afford to pay their people a decent wage, And not only that, there's a lot of problems when it comes to Walmart and the way they treat their employees.
I'm gonna play a little bit.
You don't
bit
have to shop there, don't.
Do what?
I said if you don't have to shop there, don't.
Okay. I'm gonna play a little bit of this next clip. It's Dr. Jim Fetzer here, and I'll let you guys comment. I'm going to cut tonight's show a little short, unfortunately. Maybe we can, if you guys are free, we can pick back up sometime this week, and if everybody's free on their schedule, of course. But I just have some things going on this evening. But let's listen a little bit about what Dr. Jim Fetzer has to say here. I think he's still ranting away.
Human remains, etc. Jade Helm plot is oh so real, updated, which was purely sarcastic. Busted. Jade Helm hysteria peddlers. And now I've just discovered that 5 hours ago he published the most extraordinary of them all. Jade Helm briefing notes all warnings were insane. Gordon Duff, senior editor, which appearing on Before It's News and Elsewhere. Now, Gordon Duff is going all out because his credibility is on the line, as is that of Veterans Today. Those of us who know him up close and personal understand he's already shattered any reason we should have to believe in him. Let me mention a few personal points that Gordon, another article, Busted, Jade Helm Hysteria Peddlers, and here's the subtitle, Jade Helmster Censorship Fail, false flag hucksters and those dumb enough to be taken in, busted, cleaned from VT. He claims now it's a Zionist stop, which is no doubt true, but he insists he minimizes its dimensions in participation. He told me it was a normal training op. He told me it involved only the National Guard. He told me it involved about 1,200 troops. Well, for God's sake, there are more than 1,200 armored personnel carriers involved in this. Forces from all four branches of the service, Special Ops, the Green Beret, the SEALs, the Marines, part of what appears to be a dissenters extraction program. And the deeper I get into this, the worse I feel about it. Here's some background to the big picture and why no one could take for granted.
Okay, here we go. I want to thank, first of all of my guests for calling in this evening, Anthea, Nate, Solaris. We just kind of spontaneously did this show. We kind of took a little bit of a curve off of the Meyer material, but really, I mean, the Meyer material is predicted civil war in this country. We're supposed to have two civil wars. We're supposed to be broken up into five different areas.
Well,
I hope it's wrong.
Well, the Jade Helm is that thing they're going to do, the military are going to do like a mock civil unrest, right? Or something.
Yeah.
Well, we have civil unrest for real. And what's going on in Israel with the Ethiopian Jews are now rioting in Israel?
No. Really? I hadn't heard
about
that.
Yeah, it was a quick mention of it on CNN.
Whoa. That's interesting.
Wow.
Can you tell us anything else about that?
Well, CNN is just 24/7 with the Baltimore thing, and then so it was just a brief mention of it, and I haven't heard anything more about it. But apparently there was some rioting going on, and the Israeli military are dealing with the unrest over there with the Ethiopian Jews. They feel like they're being treated like second-class citizens. Now, are they being influenced by Baltimore? These things aren't done randomly. This is not spontaneous. Something's going on. Maybe they want a racial war in this country. I don't know.
Wow. Nate, chime in here.
I think thoughts are infectious oftentimes, and I see that a lot of things that happen in one place are happening in other places, the same exact thing. In Israel, they've taken the land from the Palestinians and kind of just killed families and kind of moved in and started building houses there. Right next door in Turkey, they've actually done the exact same thing. Just recently was the Armenian genocide that happened, I guess, back in the early 1900s and stuff, where the population went from, like, they had 20% population to now they're less than 1% population there. So a lot of that stuff is kind of goes hand in hand, these genocides, you know. And I just mentioned that because oftentimes the Israelis will use the extermination of the Jews during World War II as a justification for the violence they perpetrate against others, which is wrong. I mean, but anyways, that's my thinking about it.
It's very true. In the book The Might of the Thoughts, it says that the thoughts and behaviors of people are very, very contagious. Solaris, I will give you the last word this evening, and thanks for bringing this material to us.
My pleasure, and I must agree with everyone else, but at the same time, I think that, you know, I question CERN, the Hadron Collider, a little bit, because a lot of anomalies are spiking up right now, whether it's earthquakes or volcanic activity. So I think that has something to do with people's emotional bodies and also possibly energetic agitation that's actually pushing this envelope. Of course, let's not discount mainstream and all the crap that they feed into the masses, but I think that's a part of this whole equation.
Yeah, I guess we're finished, right?
No, go ahead, Anthea. Continue.
I was going to say, they, like Nathan mentioned about ELF. Now, ELF is something that piggybacks on the brain waves, and you can put thoughts into people's minds. And I remember Stuart Swerdlow talking about how during the L.A. riots, that they were going around with vans with putting out ELF using certain frequency that would aggravate. Now, who's to say this is not going on? And also, notice with Hollywood, they're doing a lot of movies about slavery and civil unrest, and then they're going to redo Roots. So it just seems, you know, reading between the lines, what are they doing? What's the agenda behind all this?
Do you think they're fanning the flames? So
I think so. I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet...
Cause...
Go ahead, Nate.
I was just going to say that what Anthea just talked about. Your focus determines your reality, you know, and if they're controlling people's, you know, brains to kind of be agitated or go insane, then, you know, this is what they want. And as part of that whole problem reaction solution thing that they may have planned, and for something like Jade Helm or whatnot, that could just be the precursor for it.
Any other thoughts from the illustrious panel? These have been great comments tonight. I appreciate you guys calling. It's all been very, very interesting. And I hope go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, this whole immigration thing, bringing all these people in from Mexico and the South America, to me, you know, you'll hear people say things like, well, they take jobs that Americans don't want, which I don't agree. I think they do take jobs away from Americans that they want. But they seem to be displacing the blacks, because unemployment is very, very high amongst male blacks. And a lot of the jobs they take is what blacks used to have, and they're displacing them. And you could say that this new immigration wave that's coming in will be the new slave labor force, because they will work for pennies, right?
Yeah, it's I you know, and I'm sure Nate understands how I feel here. After you've read the Meyer material in depth, and you know about all this potential stuff that could happen, and you really hope he's wrong, because we're headed for some very, very difficult times. Nate, did you want to put an exclamation on that?
Yeah. So for the immigration, I was thinking, I always think the same thing. I mean, I think that is what the rich people kind of sell us, the idea that, oh, they're taking jobs that Americans don't want. Well, no, what they're doing is they're lowering the standard of living that Americans can't live on if they are to take those jobs that, you know, you can pay an illegal person to do. Mm-hmm. And another analogy I like to use, I don't mind if people are here legally. That's fine. I don't like the idea that you're here on like an H-1 or an A-1 work visa, because that's another way of that's another thing of slavery. I mean, if they're going to be here working, they have to be one of us so they can stand up for their rights, you know, stand up for the standard of living for the people who live here. So if a company is doing something extremely wrong or something, they can be a whistleblower and say, hey, you know what? You know, and without fear of being deported back to their country because they, you know, did the right thing. Another thing is, illegal immigration. Like, if you're here because you're about, someone's hunting you for your life, that's fine. But if you're here because your house is dirty and your house is a mess, well, no, we shouldn't allow that, and we should send those people back because it's their responsibility to clean their house.
You mean fix the problems in their own country, right?
Right. So the analogy would be like, let's say you come home, your house is nice and clean. One day I'm sitting on your couch, and you're like, who the hell are you? Don't worry, I'm just, I'll just sit here. It's cool. But at my house, I can't find anything. It's a mess. There's stuff all over. But your house is really clean. I can find stuff in your house. So I think I'll just stay here. You know, that's the analogy that you have to kind of look at. And it's not being cruel or mean. It's just, you know, thinking in terms of, they haven't fixed the way they think to the standard of living of the way you think, and now they're going to start bringing down your environment and your livelihood.
If you think about Mexico, I mean, it's got some really good weather in some areas and some really beautiful places. You'd think if they just got their act together, we'd be wanting to go down there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but they don't want to deal with the corruption, because Mark, you had someone on your show discussing this, and he came to this country to be a carpenter or a plumber or something, this Mexican immigrant, and because he had to pay a lot of money to get a permit or whatever, he had to deal with corruption, and your guest said to him, well, why don't you fight this corruption, and it's like, well, that never occurred to me. So,
yeah,
it doesn't occur to them.
it doesn't occur to them, and sometimes I think the corruption is so bad that they feel like they don't have a chance.
Because there's been certain areas where they're just trying to fight back against the violence. They've the groups of villagers or a small town have band together to fight off the violence of the cartel. So there is small pockets of the people, you know, the regular people trying to take control of their lives and their country.
Well, maybe that will happen. I hope it doesn't become that corrupt up here. Who knows? Maybe we're well on our way to experiencing some of that corruption. Folks, I hope we can pick back up with this later on in the week. I think we just barely scratched the surface. I want to thank Anthea and Nate and Solaris again for coming on. You're listening to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. Have a good week, and
good night.
We'll talk to you all later. Good night.
Thanks.